Blog Talk Radio.
The Smith Way Production Company present to some, introduce to others, our international radio personality, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Dr. Smith, make it do what it do.
Relationships. We are the real relationship talk show, but we focus on other things as well. We give everybody an opportunity to come on. We have a special guest tonight. I'm so excited to have this young lady on tonight. She's on the line already. Thank you so much, Eric, for being here. Like I said, on time. It's all about time management. Thank you so much. We look to have an awesome show tonight. The call-in number, is 347-857-4192. The web link, if you want to check the show out, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Now, if you also want to check us out in regards to tweeting the show, you can at LorenzaDSmith15 or at the Dr. Low Show with the number one and at Dr. Lorenza D. Smith with the number one. Now, let's kind of look at where we're going to be going tonight. The title of our show tonight is The Interview with a Very Special Person, an Author, and an Educator. Not quite ready to introduce her just yet, but I just want to share. This is Erica Kennard. She's out of Dallas, Texas, and I'm going to do all that when we go through the bio and everything. But I just want to make sure to let her know we're going to have an awesome night tonight. And by having this in line and having her on the show, you can hear some of the things she's doing out in Dallas. What worse? It is some things happening, but not only there, but all over the world, because she has a book entitled Brothers, I'm Sorry, and she's going to share some thoughts on it. But there are some other things she has, two other books as well, so we're going to give her a chance just to share her thoughts. And we're going to, again, we're just going to take time and just have some fun tonight. I had some earlier with her because I joined her on Zoom early at 4:30, and I was learning some Spanish. And, you know, I won't say what I learned today, so give me some time. I have to work on it so I won't make a mess of it. I hear laughing in the background, so I want to make a mess of it. But I learned some interesting things today. So I was so excited that Eric allows me the opportunity by giving me the web. And I sent out the link as well so everybody could be a part of it. And if you didn't get a chance to join, you can check out It's Next Tuesday and she'll share that with you. So it's going to be great tonight. I am so happy to have one of the co-hosts. And I was trying something new. And I went to Facebook, and then I added in, it said, create a room. So I have a room here. And so far I have on here right now is one of our experts. And I see we got Erica now. She's on the camera. I think it's either the camera off.
Can you see me?
I'm looking. I see a little small picture of you, Erica. But there you go, man. I said I was gonna make it work. Now everybody just don't understand. This is special right here because I have our special guest and our expert and co-host that joined us recently, and I'm hoping the other individuals come in as well. But let me kind of share exactly those individuals, and then we'll get with this special guest we have. She's just full of joy. She's bubbly. You know, she had me laughing, and I'm like, it ain't hard to do, but, you know, just keep me smiling. That's what it's all about. But I have joined us as well as a co-host tonight and an expert. And we invited her. She's been on several shows, and I finally said, well, I want you to be a co-host on our show. She took the invitation. She said, thank you so much. And she hails actually out of the state of Ohio. She moved from Ohio down to where I was at the time, down in South Florida, Boca Raton. She's a licensed clinical social worker. So when we have our shows talking about COVID-19 and mental health wellness, she on the show and she shares some awesome expertise. None other than Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good, Doctor.
Well, how's the weather down there in South Florida?
It's hot and rainy.
Okay, how's the people down there? Okay.
I'm still following the stay at home, to be honest. I'm doing my thing virtually, and I just run into the store. I'm not, and I told people repeatedly, you don't have to, just because they're open, doesn't mean you have to go out.
You know, that's what I tell everybody, and I get so upset, but I have to calm myself down because I see they say wear a mask. It's recommended, and you know when you tell people you recommend it, nah, they're not gonna do anything. You tell you anyway, but I wear my mask. I have my gloves on. I'd be out there. I'm gonna go get things I need essential. Now I don't just be out riding, trying to joyride. I just go pick up a couple of things that keep me in order. You know, being you know here by my house, single. You know, I'm like okay. I don't have anybody really to cook for me right now. One day I will. Hopefully, God bless me. But the point is, I had to go out and buy me some things. And I'm like, look at people that have little children out there, no masks, no nothing. I'm like, wow, what are y'all doing? But you know what? We can only speak for ourselves and make sure we do what we're supposed to do to protect ourselves, our family. You know, the hashtag that we have for the show is stay home and stay alive. That's the key to it right there. Many people are not understanding that. And you keep listening to people, even our leaders talking about taking stuff they don't recommend you to take, disinfecting, all this kind of mess. And I'm telling you what, this is far from being over, and I'm not speaking things in existence. We're just in the first stage of this. We don't understand. And we're trying to build this plane while it's flying. Now, I'm getting a little far off, but, you know, we have to make sure we take this opportunity to recognize those individuals on the front lines, our essential workers, our healthcare individuals. They're out there striving and grinding and doing it all. Some of them working 12 to 14 to 18 hours. And then, as Erica was telling me, you know, she got that nursing background. So she understands that, you know, from that, in essence, you know, family-related nursing and medicine. And she knows the work that's going and the toll is taking on all our healthcare workers. And for us to go out there just because they open the state up so we can run around, so we can hug and in the beach and not realize those people going to suffer. When you come in there, they must take care of you. We also have to give a shout-out for, you know, the mental health counselors. This is a time that we're dealing with mental health. All we want wellness, but this is challenging. That's why a lot of us had to get out. Most states had stay-at-home orders. More people was out doing stay-at-home order than they were supposed to be in because they can't be confined. But one thing we say on our other show is that we expect you to be at home so you can learn your families. A lot of us don't even know our families, don't know our children. This was a great opportunity to do this, and it still is, because that's what I'm doing right now. Spending a lot of time fiddling around with computers, trying to get this to work right here, and just, you know, offer some awesome things. Thank you so much. You know, so we just want to make sure we give a shout out to those law enforcement officers. We like to make sure all of those individuals that in the role of leadership in essential phase of it, you know, and two or three people we want to give a shout out for. And I like to do this because it's important to me. You know, our truck drivers is traveling back and forth, making sure we have everything on our stock on our stores. Our grocers who got their stock in every day. And it's not last but not least, I can give a shout out to everybody. But since this is my profession for many, many years, many, I ain't gonna say how many years, 30 plus, we'll leave it right there. All the educators and teachers who had to revolutionize education when COVID-19 came into existence, because if you used to face-to-face, now you got to go to, you know, virtual learning. It's been a challenge. And a challenge of being at home when you used to going somewhere to see, going somewhere to work and see a lot of people, meaning children. And when you can't see them children no more, you worried. Everybody on here is educators. So we know exactly how important those children are to us and how important we are to those children. You know, so those are individuals we got to make sure we give a shout out. I got several people joining us on Facebook as well. And I always do on my show, Erica, at the end, give a shout out to those individuals. Because, you know, they take time to watch, they take time to listen, so they'll kind of know exactly what's going on. So that's what it's all about. Now, let me give a shout out, and then we're going to get started with our interview, which is going to be exciting because we're not going to interview. We're going to talk. We're going to have some fun. So forget this thing about an interview. Just strip that off, interview. We're just going to have a view. We're going to look into each side of each other and see what's going on. How about that? All right, give a shout out to Dr. Olivia Smith, another co-host out of Atlanta, Georgia area, the Georgia area. We also have Scarlett H. Black out of Greenville, South Carolina. She usually join us, and she will. She always do. And last but not least, we have two others. We have two millennials. One of them is the co-host that make the father and daughter tandem of the Monday Night Show, and that's Coach Lauren D. Smith. And that's my daughter, Lauren D. Smith. She also is on the Monday Night Show. She comes in sometime Tuesday, but she's on the Wednesday Night Show and the Friday Show. So she's joining us. And last but not least, Cameron Gilmer. He's joining us at time to time as an expert. So those are individuals that make this thing do what it do. So we're excited. That's another thing we say on this show. We're going to make it do what it do. So let's make it happen. Erica, let me give this brief. I normally let everybody else do their bio, but I'm gonna do it tonight because see she called on me and I thought I was gonna sneak in on her Zoom and she didn't catch up with me. I'm gonna sit back and take the camera off. I said, no, just let me look at her. And she called me out. She said, wait, the only male is on this show. I'm like, huh? Me? Do your name. I'm like, oh my goodness. But my first name, so it's like, Erica was born in Dallas, Texas. Erica received an undergraduate degree from Texas A&M University, Commerce, Texas, and a master's degree in bilingual education from Southern Methodist University, SMU. She's a bilingual librarian, educator, author, motivational speaker, and a CEO and founder of Language Lather Incorporated. Language, that's a lot of L's. Language, Ladders, Incorporated. And also the founder of the nonprofit Fair Play Solution Incorporated. I'm assuming I'm going to say that because that goes along, but it's not. I'm doing it. But we really thank Erica for joining us. She's a bilingual librarian at S.S. Connor Elementary in Dallas, Texas.
Thank you.
Dallas. Oh, she got a bunch of people. She's shouting out. Look at her shout. Let me also say, you know, Erica has several books that she have published, and I'm so glad to have an opportunity to have her here. So she's going to share her thoughts on one particular book, like she might do it all. It's so good to see somebody that uses other term in the book, because, you know, my book is entitled Don't Be Scared to Love. That's my book, my last book, Don't Be Scared to Love. You know, scared thoughts, not acknowledged. In a new book, which is a new release, Brothers, I'm Sorry, on Amazon. Erica's a mother of two handsome sons, Eric and Xavier. And she's a member of an organization. I have to give a shout out because I'm a member of the Blue and White family as well, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. I am. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Without further ado, I want to kind of play something to kind of get it started, because Erica asked me to go to iTunes, but if I didn't get it right, I'm trying, Erica. Please let me work on this thing, right? So I couldn't get but 14 seconds, okay? That's all I was able to get of a brother's I'm Sorry. And we're going to just go play a little bit of it.
I want is your embrace. All I want. All I want is to be your queen. All I
That's all I could get was 14 seconds. That's all Eric allowed available. Let me better just spend some money. That's what it is.
I do.
It's
Spanish too.
Espanol. So without further ado, Lisa is ready, and I'm ready, and the caller is available. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I identify you the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, and I'll ask you to give your name and location if you choose to, then offer your comments, your questions, or your expertise. Without further ado, Erica Kennard. Thank you, Erica, so much for being here.
Hello. How you doing?
I am fine.
Good afternoon, everyone. Wait a second. That you want to know that black women like myself, and many others, We care for you. We're here to protect you and provide and do different things to help you. We are not equipped to do the man's job. You know, we need me.
Yep.
And black men need it because I would not exist if I didn't have a black people. Thank God to my dad, Sandra Kennard, my brothers, my uncles, my family, and all the educators that have helped me. I mean, men have nurtured me in a positive way, and they're black men. So when I came with this book and started reading positive poems, they were like, what? You know, they looked like, what? And
yeah.
I was like, what do you mean? What? You know, excellence every color. And there's a lot of black excellence in African American men. And besides the discourse of different themes of African history along the line of scaffold of negativity, I am a racist. And
oh, okay.
I really raised that with my poetry through men who literary dissection of negativity. And I want to leave a new form of positive assurance. And that is for me. I am a queen. I have young teens myself. I am with the same mama face.
All right.
Profiling us relentlessly to
Yes.
Campaign, we're going to focus on these young boys and these young men
And we have to be, if we're going to teach them how to be a man and be the person of wisdom like I am, I feel like I am now because I got old now. When I was young, I can say I was young, but I'm old now. So I want to be one that be able to guide. I don't want to be the one to sit up here and talk, you know, just talk this mess and don't be able to. But lead by example. But my dad always told me, you can be as great as you want to be. You can be. You can say you're great. Until you get out and do what you need to do or do the work you need to do, you never can be as great as you could be. Mm-hmm. Never can be as great as you could
you
really
know,
be.
Interesting.
Yes.
Eric, I also have a program that says 30 minutes of
boy.
Now,
boy.
Yeah. Just to look at my Facebook, I think, yeah, we need to connect. You're not even.
Yes.
But it don't want you.
There it is.
Are you ready? Yeah.
Something, because I'll tell you, I come through a little portal where they call segregation to integration as a child. So, you know, some things you just have to get instilled in you. But when they first came up with the mask, so you could wear a mask, I went to a store, which was a 7-Eleven, that type of store, and they had a sign up there that said, no hood and no mask. You know, yeah, so in essence, it was at the time that we were supposed to wear one. But it's in a neighborhood that is predominant black.
Yeah.
They're afraid if I come in with a mask, I'm going to rob them. And I'm trying to survive like everybody else. And it had me at a point where I was like, man, I go to the store, I'm going to take my mask off so they can see me and see my face. But when you start dealing with emotional parts, and you deal with things where people have stigmatism dealing with you, you have to kind of deal, and I tell everybody as a African American man, can't nobody walk in my shoes but probably another man. And when we have to deal with little things like that, it's a challenge. And I'm telling you, it's a challenge because I don't know whether or not, you know, if I walk in the store with a mask, they're gonna take me. The man that came in for me may have robbed them. Think I'm gonna rob them because my skin is dark like his skin. It's all about us understanding, and we have to teach our boys and teach our young men that there's hope out there for them. They can live longer than 25 years old because there's some of them thinking. I hear that, and you may hear it too, Erica, in the school system. Lisa, you hear it as well. They don't think they're going to live past 25, so it's all free. Let's get it done now because I'm not going to make it past 25, but that's what we're talking about. Ashley, in her book, Brother, I'm Sorry, and she shared some awesome things with you tonight. And I know she had to get out here a little early tonight. She had to get out at about 7 in the next 2 or 3 minutes so she can be where she needs to be by 8 o'clock. But I really appreciate, Erica, you joining. I appreciate the invite. And Lisa and I both at least got time next time. Since she's on an Eastern Standard Time, she's an hour ahead of us. And, you know, yours is 4:30, so it's 5:30. When we come up, it's next Tuesday for your Spanish class.
Uh-huh.
Next Tuesday, 4:30, 5:30. If you're able, Lisa, get on there so I won't feel alone. I'm not alone, but there's other individuals on there. But from this show, it would be nice to have everybody. Yeah, there it is. There we go. If not, we're going to do some things down. If not, we're going to go down there and walk through. Lisa, I don't know whether you're ready to walk. We're going to walk through Fort Lauderdale. We're going to walk down through Miami. The Cubans, we're going to talk. Okay. Okay. So much. Thank you for joining. I know you have to get out of here. And, you know, we did have a call on here wanting to say something, but I will let you get out of here. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Erica, so much. Thank you. Thank you. To love, love, too. Blue love, dub love. All right, awesome. Blue, bye. All right. All right, bye-bye. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate Erica coming on and being with us tonight. She had to leave, but I'm sorry. I had a caller that was sitting there waiting, and I really want to apologize. When you still have an opportunity to share your thoughts about the things that Erica was sharing with us, the number, the last four digits is 2759. I would ask if you would just share your thoughts right now. Even though our author had to leave, our educator had to leave, but you have an opportunity to share your thoughts now for the Dr. Lowe Show. Say it again.
Are you Fred Lowe? Is your last name Lowe? Is that correct? L-O-W?
Yeah, Dr. Lowe.
Okay, Dr. Lowe, I'm sorry, sir. Excuse me, I didn't mean to leave out any part of the title, Dr. Pratt, Dr. Lowe. I'm a Zeta. My name is Sarah Brenda Muhammad, and I was calling because Sarah, Erica, Kenora, and I are both being pastors of Slum Zeta. And I wanted to support her and also let do have her book. And I've been reading it, and it's wonderful. It has such a healing power, and I love it that she has taken the initiative to bridge the gap between black women and black men and to try to put a little salve on some of the hurt to make sure that we come together because we are our natural counterparts. So I hope that others will buy the book. I'm strongly encouraging that. I certainly hope that brothers will buy the book as well, especially brothers, so that they can actually drink of the word, devour the word, use those words to empower themselves and know that they are loved. So that's all I have to say. I came on kind of late, and I'm sorry that I missed her, but that's no problem. I can talk any time.
Awesome. All right, Muhammad, thank you so much.
I
got to
one
be out
more
here.
Can
yes,
y'all
ma'am.
Hear me clearly?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Okay, the reason why I said that because I noticed that when Erica was talking, it was very choppy. So I was hoping that, I just wanted to let you know that others may have had the same problem or difficulty understanding some of the words.
Okay.
All right. So I'm sure there's a way to fix that or what to do, but just FYI.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And you're welcome.
It's
so
good.
Much,
good to have you. And again, we appreciate you all being able to allow Erica to come and represent not only the area as well as a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority as an educator and all other things she's doing to make an impact. And we appreciate you as well, Sister Muhammad. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much for having your blog talk radio show. This is my first knowledge of it, but I will be checking in from time to time because you're my friend.
Yes, thank you. You're my sorrow. And that go along with the blue family. We say blue five to you.
That's right. Blue five back and dove love.
Dove love. There you go. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right, Lisa, I know we're really at the end of the hour. I know we may have had many other questions, but I thought it was quite exciting. And I want you to understand that we're bringing individuals in. God gave us the vision to be able to do this. And this is a vessel to allow individuals to express themselves. We're doing the same thing. Like when we come out here, and as Scott had always said, we're going to do block by block. We're going to break it down. We're going to offer knowledge to help you move forward wherever you're going to be. And it's just having an opportunity, having these networks. We're having Facebook. And tonight we was on doing something new on Facebook so I could see Lisa. And I appreciate being able to see Lisa and also being able to see Erica and everybody that was part of that team was invited. But I also went to Facebook as well. So I'm having Facebook up here as well as having Facebook in the room as well through Facebook. So we're doing a couple things here. Then we have our blog talk radio. And I always try to give a shout out for each of those individuals joining. Then I'll allow you, Lisa, to share some thoughts as we get ready to close it out. But I want to give a shout out because those individuals took time. Besides Sarah Muhammad, she's mentioning some awesome thoughts that she was saying that things was kind of itchy. That was because, it was kind of some technical difficulty. We had the phone lines, and it's pretty much because it was a volume coming from one place. We like to see our video begin to act up as well. But we can give a shout out to Carol Davis. She's joining us. Carol is always joining us. Kim Sellers Bates, she's joining us. Yvette Smith, and Yvette Smith is my youngest sister, biological sister. We have the Queen Minister Lewis. She's also we get some technical difficulties. If we get to the end and do this to me all the time. You just don't know. It said try to reconnect, and I was giving a shout out to all those individuals. But we're going to continue as soon as we get back up. I can finish giving those people a shout out. But Lisa, if you want to share something at this time and before we get ready to close, and we want to make sure we post on Facebook the information for Erica Denard so you can check her book out, purchase her book, as well as talk with her and share some thoughts. So, Lisa, you want to share some thoughts? I'm still trying to reconnect.
More.
Yes.
Pastor.
Profiling and I think now wearing masks. Things don't change, you know. It's just like a moment. You just feel like.
Yes.
The mind, you know, is the most important thing, I think, educate people. It's something we teach in our class.
Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith, or on Instagram. That's Coach
Dr. Lawrence D. Smith 15. I jumped off Instagram and went straight to Facebook because I was trying something new on Facebook, which worked out real well. And I do appreciate it. We was able to see those individuals. I know you couldn't, but we were working towards getting that. And we're going to have it because we're going to have it where you can see it all. We're working and moving forward. That's just a blessing. That was a vision God gave me, and he said, you can do this. So every time there's something, he gives us to advance and be different. We have some challenges. Sometimes some difficulties come in because of the weather, but we're going to keep on hanging. God is also blessed, and I've been praying and praying. I said, God bless me with that studio and that event center, and God got it in line for me. It's coming. That way we'll be able to sit in our place, because right now the studio is where the studio is, which is home, and I do appreciate God blessing me to go here and be here to bring it to you, bring the message from him, but he has something else out there. Even through coronavirus, COVID-19, God has something for all of us. So you have to be blessed. You know, he'll do it. And we played a song earlier, won't he do it to start this show off? But we got to keep that in mind. God is good all the time. He's good. Our hashtag, and we talk about coronavirus, and we want you to keep in mind when we're talking about coronavirus, we want you to remember, stay at home, and you can stay alive. That's our hashtag. And on top of that, we want you to keep in mind also, and sometimes we don't quite really understand this. It requires to work hard. Next hashtag is keep on grinding. And the one that I always talk about on my show and people kind of get caught up and not understanding, that hashtag applies to everybody. And I want y'all to keep in mind about this hashtag because it's important. We have to understand we have to communicate. And when you can communicate with every individual around you, and we're talking about a relationship show, communicating with everybody, family members, friends, coworkers. You have to communicate forward, and number four, understanding. If you're not willing to do that, it's not all about getting your point across and nobody else having nothing else to say. But you have to make sure you understand that, you know, you have to be able to listen. See, you have to be able to listen. It's all about better days is yet to come. The days are going to be better because that's what you got to keep on grinding for. We have Sibio, sorry. And I might not be saying it right. Sibio, you can correct me. I hope you do. Let me know so I can get that right because I appreciate you joining. And last but not least, as we take day by day, and I tell everybody, you know, our best days are ahead of us. You know, we don't own the rights to this song we're about to play, but our best days are ahead of us. And we want you to keep that in mind no matter what's COVID-19 or whatever we're going through. Just don't forget, we got flu season coming up. We have all the other things going on, and we just so focused on COVID-19, and we're forgetting about there are other things that are going on as well. But our best days are ahead of us. They're yet to come. And as I always tell you, because it's time to
care. You may think that
I
it's over,
and everything
that your
nobody.
Life is done.
Oh, my.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. See, God writes the end before the story began. Oh, he told me to tell you the
best.
As the author of your faith, he wrote in provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
You
ain't
seen
your best day yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen
the best. You ain't seen your best day.
My brother.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. But sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, cause all I seem to do is hurt me.